I think I've got some interesting things today. One is the Jeffersonians against Hamilton. Whether we had sovereign states or we have one nation like we have today. And it's amazing. I'm going to disclose I got some information about who some of the people are that helped overthrow our government. Also going to getting again about we are being ruled by this one nation. Hamilton won, sort of, basically, because the government's been overthrown, Hamilton's way of thinking. But I'm going to start off here with the General Flynn. They had oral arguments this week. And it's amazing. We'll start off with this judge out of the district court, or the appellate court of D.C. His name is Wilkins, Robert Wilkins. He is appointed by Obama. And he is a pain in the tush. He is trying to make this a racial issue, what they are trying to do, because when the prosecution quits and agrees with the defendant, ball game's over. And this Judge Sullivan out of D.C. Circuit, United States District Court, the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 Court, does not want to turn Ryan loose. He wants to get around and cause a political thing, because he thinks it's a favor and we can keep pushing this and we'll see if Trump is doing a favor to General Ryan. And you'll see now this judge, we're going to play the clip, you will see how he is trying to bring in race in a hypothetical question against the Attorney General, or against Wall is his name. He is the guy that's representing the USA, and Jeffrey Wall. He's a deputy solicitor general. He's a sharp dude. So listen how he, this judge keeps trying to bring race into it, that the judge has the right, even if the executive says we're not going to play, which there's nobody to prosecute, he has a right to inquire. So let's go ahead and let's start to do clip 246.
Question about your position, the United States position about its representations in support of the Rule 48A. Is it your position that the government does not have to state all of its reasons in support of dismissing the case, only those that it chooses to share with the court?
It is, Judge Wilkins, but I don't think anything turns on that here, and that you need to agree with me on that. I think we could have come in and just moved to dismiss without providing an explanation to the district court. We do that at times, and district courts routinely grant them. No appellate court's ever reversed in a situation like that. But here we did. We went beyond what we thought we were obligated to do under the circumstances. We provided a robust explanation to the district court, and we think whatever Rule 48 might require as a procedural matter, we've more than cleared that hurdle, as Ms. Powell said. I mean, I think this is one of the most robust Rule 48 motions you'll find.
So I guess understand my concern. Suppose you have a case where a federal law enforcement officer has pleaded guilty to a criminal civil rights violation for using excessive force. And then the government says that they've uncovered some Brady evidence and are moving to dismiss under 48A after the guilty plea. But part of the reasoning of the authorities was that as to why they didn't believe they'd be able to prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt was that the defendant is black. I'm sorry, the victim is black. The defendant law enforcement officer is white. And they did not believe that the jury would believe the black victim over the white officer without corroborating evidence. And that's unfortunate, but that's the reality. And so that was one of their reasons for dismissing, but they thought that that wouldn't play well, so they didn't say that in the motion. They just said that the exculpatory evidence was the reason they're dismissing. Is that proper?
So 2 points, Judge Wilkins. One is legal and one is practical. The legal one is that there's an easy way to deal with that here given the mandamus posture. I think Fokker is clear that the government, as long as it provides no reason or any reason at all, can and it's not an unconstitutional reason, can dismiss. So, yes, I think that motion there should be granted. But the easy way to deal with that in the mandamus posture is to say, look, even if you think that there's room for some kind of a Richards-like rule, or we think there's it's not clear and indisputable.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear about 10 seconds of that. Can you repeat whatever you said?
Neither
sure.
did I.
Sure, I'm sorry, Judge Wilkins. If you thought that it wasn't clear under Fokker whether the court could allow that type of explanation, you could try to leave that open and just say, look, whatever that might be on the merits, it's clear and indisputable that wherever the bar is, the government met it here through its fulsome explanation. And the practical thing I'd say is, I certainly hope that the government hasn't ever filed a motion like that, and I'm not aware of it. But even then, yes, I think the court should have to grant it because the government, whatever its motive, no longer wants to proceed. But what you would see is you'd see other defendants walking in, attaching that motion, and bringing Armstrong claims, saying the government is making racially based decisions in its prosecutions. And based on your hypo, it sounds like they'd have pretty good grounds for that. So I think there are remedies for this other than needing to contort Rule 48 to get into what the executive's motives are.
If there's remedies for it, there can't be a remedy for it unless you know that it's happening. And if the government doesn't have to disclose all of its reasons, then you never know that it's happening, right?
But that's always...
And if the district court isn't allowed to ask whether there were any other reasons, you'd never know that it's happening, right?
But that would be equally true in a case like Fokker, Judge Wilkins. I mean, the district court could always say, look, I think the U.S. attorney has cut a sweetheart deal with the corporate defendants here. And so I want to get some briefing and I want some argument and hearing on whether there was improper influence brought to bear on this. And the point of Fokker is that it isn't to the courts to police whether the executive has pure or impure motives. The remedies for those occur in political and public arenas, retaliation from the other branches, dismissal of corrupt executive officials, even impeachment if it comes to it. But Rule 48, Fokker says, is not the mechanism for policing the kind of harms that you're worried about. And if a court could do the sort of thing you're talking about, then I think Fokker has to be a dead letter. Because either with respect to Rule 48 or a DPA, a court concerned about the executive's motives could always inquire. And I understand that inquiry to be exactly what Fokker shuts off.
So, Mr. Wall, are you suggesting, I mean, normally the standard is that there is a presumption of regularity. What about the case in which a district court feels that that presumption is overcome on the face of the materials presented by the government?
So 2 points, Judge Rao. First, I don't think that presumption is relevant here, and put it this way. If a district court thought that the government had a bad faith motive for declining to bring a prosecution, I take it everyone agrees that the court couldn't force the U.S. to bring the case. And the same is true for maintaining a prosecution. As Fokker says, there's no oversight role for the courts. And when it refers, this is the key thing, Judge Rao, when it refers to the presumption of regularity, it's not saying there's some exception to the rule it's laying down in that situation. If you look at that passage of the opinion, all it's doing is listing that as another reason for adopting its rule, which is that even with respect to constitutional claims, the courts are very loath to second guess in the absence of clear evidence of a constitutional, unconstitutional motive. And so it gives that as a reason for reading Rule 48 its way. It's not adopting some exception to its reading of the rule. But even if it were, we'd still be entitled to mandamus because Armstrong is completely clear, Judge Rao, that you have to have clear evidence of an unconstitutional motive to rebut the presumption. And they can argue back and forth about whether they think the Attorney General is right about this or about that, but there's nothing here that remotely approaches clear evidence of an unconstitutional motive. That's what you need to rebut the presumption, even if it were relevant.
So irregularity, in your view, would only be an impermissible motive? There are not other types of irregularities?
That's right, because it's only an unconstitutional motive that would allow the court to step in, that you need an independent constitutional limit, like a racially based prosecution. So, yes, if a district court thought that a U.S. attorney were favoring his friend, that would be terrible conduct. There are political remedies for that, but there aren't judicial remedies under Rule 48. If the considered decision of the executive branch, whatever its motive, is that it no longer wishes to proceed, it doesn't have to bring the case. And by the way, whatever its motives, there's no longer an Article III case or controversy.
Even if the prosecutor was dismissing the case because it did not believe that a white police officer should have to answer for using excessive force on a black defendant, and they say that in their pleading, under Rule 48A, the district court still has to grant the motion.
Judge Wilkins, I don't think that the court can force the executive to keep that case alive in the absence of a case or controversy. As I tried to say earlier, it may well be a basis for dismissing other prosecutions. But even if you disagree with me on that, the reason your hypothetical has force is because it's an unconstitutional motive. It's the kind of thing that could qualify for Armstrong. And you can bracket that question off if you think that Focker isn't as categorical as I do, because there's nothing like that here. And I don't think you can leverage that, Judge Wilkins, to say, well, if we can inquire on when we've
done. Then what does leave of court mean, then? What work at all does leave of court do, then?
Well, it does work, of course, with respect to opposed motions to dismiss, and the work that it does for the far smaller set of unopposed motions in a situation like this is it allows the court to make sure that it's the considered decision of the executive, you don't have a prosecutor who's been bribed, and it's the considered position of the defendant. The defendant hasn't been poorly counseled. Imagine a situation where a defendant agrees to a dismissal without prejudice, even when the government has repeatedly been bringing charges and then dismissing them on the eve of trial. I think certainly a district court is warranted in asking the defendant, are you sure about this? Because it sure seems like the government keeps yanking your chain.
So why isn't it the case that if the government makes a considered but racist decision that it just does not want to have a white officer stand trial for excessive force on a black victim, that the district court can deny the motion and then the political chips can fall where they may? And perhaps under pressure from the public or Congress or whatever, the district court may not be able itself to force the government to prosecute the case, but maybe through the operation of the legislative branch or other pressures from the public and the media, a new prosecutor is appointed and the case proceeds. Why isn't that exactly what leave of court should operate to do?
So, Judge Wilkins, your question, I think, recognizes the answer, which is, as you say, there's no power to make the executive move forward to trial, which I think goes to show why this isn't the concern of Rule 48.
But if the government can't make the case go away and the case is in limbo, then while it's in limbo, pressure could be brought to bear on the government to reconsider its decision, right?
So let me say two more things, Judge Wilkins. First, I think, as Judge Kavanaugh explained in Aiken, the remedy for that kind of an equal protection violation is to dismiss other cases. It's not to compel the government to move forward with this prosecution. And second, even if you disagree with the reasoning of Aiken, if you had that kind of a case where the prosecutor put forward on its face in the motion evidence, a clear evidence under Armstrong of an unconstitutional motive, I think you could bracket off that case And as a constitutional matter, we don't have anything like that here. And just to square the circle, you can't leverage that back, I think, to saying that even if you could inquire in some Armstrong-type case because the face of the motion disclosed a possible constitutional violation, that then you can inquire in every case. That then would just eat the rule. So I think Aiken is right that there are other remedies for the equal protection violation. It's not meant to be taken care of under Rule 48, but you don't have to agree with me on that, because here no one, I think, is arguing, not even a respondent, that on the face of the motion to dismiss that the government filed, there's any unconstitutionality, there's any evidence that we violated the Equal Protection Clause or anything like that.
This, what he did, is outrageous. He unnecessarily injected race and police misconduct in a case that's being watched for political reasons because of Trump. What they're trying to do is, like he said, well, you know, if we could put it in limbo, and then we want to go ahead and have a hearing, and then we will try to discovery and get evidence. We need to know, the judge is saying, I want to know every reason why you put in a motion to dismiss. Guess what, Bubba? It is not your separation of powers reason to know. Normally, they don't even give anything. And if I'm going to be having those briefs on my homepage here sometime here in the next few days that they wrote, they don't have to tell the judge. Back in a minute. Terrible.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fact.
I consider the Trump administration
today
at
Google Play or the App Store.
Well, we're back here, and I'm going to have some clips of Sidney Powell after the bottom of the hour. What happened here? First of all, Floyd and that cop is another hoax. It's another hoax, folks. The police are trained to hold their head down. Okay? And why? Because Floyd wouldn't get out of the videos have been. I'm going to put those up on my homepage here, too, in a couple of days. I got them from Daily Mail, and I guess they're finally being released. And that piece of garbage out of Minnesota was holding them. He didn't want to disclose them because he wanted to make sure the prosecution's case wasn't lost. That's out of his own words. It's called exculpatory evidence, folks. They couldn't have the whole video out because you know what? It shows that before, first of all, Floyd wouldn't get out of the vehicle. They finally got him out and he said, I can't breathe. He was already dying of, guess what? Fentanyl overdose. He had three times. It was something 11 and he had a three as the considered the milligrams or whatever it was. He had over three times the lethal dose of fentanyl. And a couple of the gorgeous two passengers he had, God, what a bunch of thugs they look like. They even brought up as they were, well, he's having trouble breathing. Well, that would destroy the whole narrative of this BS stuff. He was resisting arrest. They asked him if he was on something. They thought he was. They thought he was foaming at the mouth. He wouldn't get in the SUV that they had in the back. They finally got him in, and somehow he got out the other side. I don't know how. They don't know. That's not disclosed on the videos. But then he's calling for a beef. That I want my mama. Confusion is also another one of these symptoms of fentanyl when you're dying. But it screws up your lungs. And one of the safest ways if you're having that type of a problem is to keep the person in a prone position. It's a hoax, folks. He was saying, I can't breathe, before anything ever happened with the cop in the prone position. That's another dang hoax. Tucker brought this out, Tucker Carlson. And if you read the autopsy report, which I got an official copy of it, I got a copy of the official, there's nothing wrong with the neck at all. Zero, zip, nada. Autopsy reports are used as legal evidence to determine cause of death. They put people in jail. I mean, how else do they determine what's happened to this guy? Supposedly, they did another autopsy report, but it must not have done any good because guess what? They filed a lawsuit, a Karen Schaefer, in the District of Minnesota, case number 0-20-Charlie-Victor-1577, 0-20-CV-1577 in the District of Minnesota, which I'll be posting to. In their complaint, you know what they left out? The autopsy report. The evidence. Why would they leave out the autopsy report? I mean, that thing is a killer. Except it proved that it's another dang hoax out of Illinois, Chicago. They can't make this stuff up. It's just, all of this nonsense is a hoax. It's fentanyl. This guy was a thug. He was a drugger. He had methamphetamine also and other stuff in his. So what knows what? God knows what that did with three times the legal overdose of fentanyl. Now, this Judge Sullivan, the lower court, is black. Guess what? Judge Wilkins is black. He was appointed to the federal district court judge in 2010 by none other than President Lion Barack Obama. And then he was elevated to the Court of Appeals in D.C. by Barack Lion Obama in 2014. So we got a African-American Negro at the United States District Court. That's a piece of garbage. Because we're going to hear here, he has no choice when a motion to dismiss is. He's trying to make something a big deal of it. I need to know all of the reasons why the government agreed. Well, guess what? There was no crime. If you read the brief that the U.S. of A. put in, there was no crime. They withheld evidence. Brady, he brings up Brady. Brady is an automatic win. They did that to our Senator Stevens in Alaska. They withheld evidence to show it was a BS charge. Of course, we got Baggage, a Democrat, a crooked Mark Baggage. Is God, he's as bad as Schumer. He only got one term, though. Then we got another idiot. Unfortunately, we got another one. We got Murkowski. God, she's as bad as Schumer. She's a rhino. Fox. It's an amazing thing what happens if you look at the facts. Why didn't anybody look at this autopsy? If I was able to get a copy of it, why isn't somebody else? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more.
Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. This was outrageous, what that judge did. That just shows you what some of these judges are totally out of control. There was nothing to do with race. They did an extensive saying, the government did, of what was wrong. No crime. Without evidence. Now I've got 3 clips from Sidney Powell. First one is the intro one. I did them out of order because that last one was the long one, so I want to fit it in. So let's go ahead and pay attention. This is the first clip. This is Sidney Powell, the intro, and it's clip 243.
Case number 20-5143. In re Michael T. Flynn. Ms. Powell for the petitioner, Michael T. Flynn. Mr. Wall for the U.S. Department of Justice. Ms. Wilkinson for the respondent. The Honorable Emmett G. Sullivan.
Good morning, counsel. We'll hear first from Ms. Powell.
Good morning. May it please the court, this is Sidney Powell for Petitioner Michael Flynn. We are here now to stop further impermissible intrusion into the sole power of the executive branch under the Take Care Clause to decide to dismiss a case and what circumstances warrant that dismissal. The government here provided an extensive and thoroughly documented motion to dismiss this prosecution, weighing as it should all the factors that go into that, including the provision of extraordinary exculpatory evidence that came to light through an independent review by Mr. Jensen, who not only had 10 years experience as an FBI agent, but 10 years as a federal prosecutor before Attorney General Barr tasked him to review this case. It cannot go on any longer. This is the quintessential case for mandamus because we have both issues of judicial usurpation of executive prerogatives and a clear abuse of discretion. The judge has no authority to do anything further in the case. There's no case or controversy any longer. The parties have decided. The government has quit. And he also has no authority to go into the reasons behind the executive's determination to dismiss the case.
That case has got no authority. The reason, it's not up to him. He's supposed to be independent. He is not a prosecutor. When both parties agree, ball game over. It's a done deal. Let's go ahead and we'll bring up this constitutional issue on the next clip, 244.
This is Judge Wilkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about the role of the district court. You essentially argue that the district court has no role. But in Rinaldi, where the Supreme Court was reviewing the denial of a Rule 48 motion made by the government, the court did what it called a, quote, independent evaluation of the unusual circumstances disclosed by the record. So the Supreme Court believed that it had a role to perform an independent evaluation. So doesn't the district court here have that same role?
Not in the circumstances of this case. The authorities are that given the fact the presumption of regularity applies to everything the Attorney General has done, and there is no clear evidence whatsoever to go behind that, given the documentation, reasoning, and briefing that has been provided, there is nothing further for the court to do. There's no indication, there's no clear evidence, there's no actual factor or reason to go behind the government's determination of the factors.
I don't see how I don't see how that works, because the court also said in Rinaldi that it would not presume bad faith by the government. So the court did, you know, gave the government the benefit of the presumption of regularity, but it yet and still performed an independent evaluation.
Only to the extent the court said it was not clearly to the contrary to the manifest public interest. There was no further proceeding of any significance, certainly no amicus appointed, certainly no factual background investigation in Rinaldi. It was simply a review of the Petit policy and its application to the facts of Rinaldi. And in Fokker Services, this court issued the mandamus, of course, to proceed to make sure the deferred prosecution agreement was entered. And in doing so, it said the leave of court authority gives no power to the district court to deny a prosecutor's Rule 48A motion to dismiss charges based on disagreement with the prosecutor's exercise of charging authority.
For well, instance, let's suppose the district court had issued a minute order saying that it intends to do an independent evaluation of the record and will issue an opinion on the government's 48A motion in due course. Is that error?
I think that is error. I mean, he can look at it on the face of the documents that have been filed, but I don't think in Rinaldi that they went farther than the government's statements of what it was doing and why it was doing it. Only the executive can weigh the willingness of the government to prosecute, and there would be no remedy. I mean, the court can't make the government prosecute this case.
Get that? If there is no prosecutor, the executive has left the field. And General Flynn agrees. Not only did you withhold evidence that there was no crime to begin with, you withhold evidence and doctored stuff, which was in the brief filed by the USMA. Why are we here? Because he wants to bring up another hearing to lay it out. This, if you listen to the first part, well, let's just put it in limbo and back pressure, and then we'll get around and we'll see if we can't somehow implement Trump. But this is, Trump had something to do with the government withholding, the prosecutors before withholding exculpatory evidence, proceeding with no crime, proceeding over when they had no authority to even go and interview Flynn, and all the other constitutional violations. Armstrong is only about constitutional violations of the prosecutors doing something corrupt. There's not. Let's go ahead and play the last clip, and she enlightens him again. Clip 245.
Let me ask one last question, and that's... Why couldn't we hold this in abeyance and let's see what happens on July 16th?
Because the damage continues to accrue by the day, because he has no case or controversy before him and no jurisdiction, because he doesn't have the authority to go do what he's trying to do or has done. He didn't even have the authority to appoint the amicus under Justice Ginsburg's decision.
So he appoints an amicus, friend of the court. Is this guy so stupid he can't make up his own mind? Of course not. Some of these judges are just totally, totally corrupt. You just can't make this stuff up. Chris, near Las Vegas, question or comment on what we're doing here?
Well, a comment, Ralph. It seems to me that this judge is wearing two hats at the very least, and he's actually assuming the prosecutorial role from the bench, violating separation of powers doctrine and committing treason versus Cohen versus Virginia.
Actually, he ain't got two hats because he's not even an Article III judge, because first of all, in the District of Columbia, which is not the same limited jurisdiction in the Constitution, which I'm going to be talking about, venue, they can do anything they want. But number two, the other issue is that court up there is not an Article III court. So he's acting as a prosecutor in this case, because he's not a judge. He's not a real judge. So he's all over the place, but he's trying to take the place of the prosecutor. I want to get around and have say so over what are all the reasons why you dismissed this? which was extremely clear in the brief that was filed by the United States, because as she said, and the USA attorney, when we say we done, we're done. Who's going to prosecute the case? The prosecutor leaves the table. That's like a football game. We got two parties and they both leave the field. What's the coach going to do?
Well, the judge is staying out there by himself, acting as the grand Lord High Prosecutioner.
Right. I mean, is the coach going to coach an open field if both the football teams, the opposing, they get up and leave and say, we're done, ball game's over? It's done. And here's this judge. It's all political nonsense. And they're so against Flynn. He is a dangerous guy to them. Here's the reason why they had to take him out. Because he knew how the whole system worked, and they had to take him out to be able to get the Russian hoax through, because Trump's brand new at all this stuff, of all the intricacies, and, of course, Obama had fired him because he wouldn't lie about ISIS.
Well, Hitler, he said it well. If they don't get rid of Flynn, then they all swing if Trump gets in. And Flynn was Trump's guy, and he had the insight on the Ukraine and the Russian thing, and knew that Hillary and Biden and stuff, and the Rosatom deal, and the uranium sale by Hillary. I mean, the whole thing is treason against America, and they're scared to death of having somebody like Flynn in there, and that's why they're so dead set to try to find some way to get him out of action, judicial tyranny or otherwise.
Because the other issue is, see, as soon as they have to give up and the judge does a motion to dismiss and okays it, then he can sue. Because if they were waiting
Absolutely.
Just on Trump to pardon him, no, that's a whole different can of worms. But if he gets around and says, guess what? Y'all, this is true. You had no authority, which they've admitted to. Flynn can go back, which he should be able just to take a hell of a chunk out of the government. I mean, grab him by the both cheeks and on the butt and just take a whole ton of millions home. Look what they've done to that man and his family.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Thank you so much, Ralph. God bless America. Thank you for your work.
Yep. Well, I thought it was worth taking the time. It was a minute and 42 seconds. 42 minutes, I'm sorry. I will get that sometime on my homepage. My homepage is coming up, but it's taking time because I got so many other things. But I am working out issues, new to this WordPress, and I've got some people helping me that I paid to help. Got some money enough to help me for a little bit here. But I'm going to have a homepage that's going to put the unmitigated truth up, period. Floyd is a piece of garbage. It's a hoax, folks. It's a hoax. He was dying of taking too much fentanyl. So what? If that's what he wanted to do, God bless him. Get it all, die. You're so stupid. I don't know about fentanyl. I don't know much about it other than it's supposedly way more dangerous than heroin. You got to be real careful with it. But hey, you can tell what's in the videos. And then that Muslim that they got up there, the AG, that guy is, he had on his home page, he was there to work against Trump on a government home page for Minnesota as an AG. He's working against Trump. He was proud of it. Muslims can't be in this country. Why? Because it's a theocracy. It's all about religion. They can't take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Our way of life, culturally, is built on the Christian way of life. Unalienable rights from the Creator. Muslims can't go there. Theirs is based on Muhammad. That marries a 9-year-old girl, and he gets around, and he's a thief. So he's a pedophile, and he's a confirmed criminal. That's their leader. And it's the Quran. When they swear in, they swear in the Quran. How do you do that? Unalienable rights from the Creator. Our way of life, our culture, you don't have to be a Christian. But you have to recognize unalienable rights from the Creator with the Christian moral background. to hold a public office. That's our way of life. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. Yeah. Go down to Cuba. Venezuela is really working out well. I cannot believe, I'm going to get into some other stuff here, but I cannot believe that Biden, a guy that's either got dementia or Alzheimer's or something, God help him, not a pleasant thing. I've seen it happen to people, and it's not pleasant. But he's going to be president of the United States, and he can't even put two sentences together? You've got to be kidding me. And we're going to give that guy the nuke button? You've got to be kidding me. That goes to show you how corrupt. It's just like this Black Lives Matter. I'm going to get into some real substantive stuff again, but I guess I'm just a little irritated of the people. This Black Lives Matter, they pander to, oh, well, Black Lives do matter. Quit pandering. Black Lives do matter is non-essential. It's BS. It's a cover. Don't pander to an organization that is an anarchist, communist, Marxist, socialist organization with a criminal, the criminals back that made it. And who have they backed? Trayvon Martin, Gray, Brown out of Ferguson, all criminals. They're all criminals. Brown out of Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot. Was a lie. A lie. He committed 3 felonies in 11 minutes, and he got taken to the cemetery in a white carriage. Oh, God, he's a saint. Just like Floyd. A white carriage. Horse-drawn. Similar to what the President of the United States does. They're just so great. And they all show up, and we're just so sorry Mr. Floyd died. I could give a rat's rump. Those cops should be set free. That's my take. I've had some police harass me. There are always a few bad people or across the line. So what? The amount of police that cross a bad line compared to the number of politicians isn't... most politicians are corrupt. Beyond belief. Police out of New York. Crime rising. Going through the roof. Garbage is stacking up. Lightfoot in Chicago. God, she's a gay gal. Married to, she's hooked up with some gal that's about a foot and a half taller than she is. And she's a beauty to look at. Crazier than a loon. Totally crazy. We can't have ICE here. I want to turn the criminals loose. And we can't have federal troops here. We just let the place burn down, Portland. Burn it down. Go. Get it on. Back in. Crazy. Down.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Well, we're back here, and I'm going to be also posting it to my homepage. I was sent this by somebody out of Florida, a Thomas DeLorenzo, did about a 40-minute video, and it was amazing. Our republic started off with the Jeffersonians, and guess what they were? They were the ones that wanted... The sovereignty is vested in the people, limited delegation of power. The states were sovereign, and there was also a limited delegation of power to the government of the United States. Then we had Hamilton. I didn't realize this. Hamilton, he wanted a one nation type situation, basically imitating what they just fought the Revolutionary War over. He wanted a British type government where they had a permanent president appointed the governors and the governors could overrule the legislature. He wanted to impose the commercial law, mercantilism, just like England had done against the revolution, against the colonies. He wanted a strong government with a large public debt using high taxes. He was for high tariffs to subsidize the domestic manufacturers. He wanted, and he called it the American system, by the way. He wanted a large public work system, national public work system, massive, under the control of the government of the United States. He wanted discriminatory taxes. Oh, yeah. Discriminatory taxes. That sound familiar? Well, like if you're Los Canadians, you don't have to pay. Or if you're a disadvantage, you don't have to pay. But the other ones, you got to pay. And he wanted aggressive militarization to try to enslave other people. Does that sound familiar? It should, because that's basically what we got today. Who were these people that were supporting Hamilton? I did not know this. John Marshall, Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Joseph Story, another Supreme Court Justice. Daniel Webster. Henry Clay. And this one really surprised me. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Do you know when the Hamilton, one form of the nation, came into power when it started, when they really got off the ground? During Lincoln, the Civil War. He suspended the habeas corpus. He did all kinds of things that were unconstitutional. Set up the greenback and the other type of money systems. And then, of course, Congress did a Reconstruction Act. Acts, plural. They reconstructed America. They reconstructed it after the Civil War. What happened when they reconstructed it? See, the citizens of the several states were the sovereign people with a limited delegation to the state and to the government. The states were sovereign up to that point. They took and created a statutory citizen of the United States, 14 Stat 27, 1866. That was where they flipped from the Jeffersonian, our constitutional republic, because this guy is talking about they had to destroy the Constitution.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.